If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill at its lowest price ever and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first and only GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Based on advertised cash price for 30-day supply of medication only. Membership required. Fee not included, and billed separately. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
All right, I just want to give you guys a heads up. Alia going to sneeze. She's going to sneeze a lot during this episode.
I'm going to sneeze a lot, and I also might just be annoyingly sniffly, and yeah. I apologize in advance, but...
I'm going to try to take it out in the edit, if that's possible.
That's going
to
be a lot.
Yeah.
Because you know when you... I'm not even like... I don't even need to blow my nose. Mm-hmm. TMI. I don't know if that's TMI.
I don't think that's TMI.
It's Everybody just like, does that. You know, when you're sick, after a while, you get so like clogged up.
Yeah.
That you just keep sniffling as a habit, but you don't actually need to. So I apologize because that might be kind of annoying to listen to. But we have a really good episode for you guys today. And I'm really excited to talk about this because there's a whole sort of backstory behind why we wanted to do this episode today. It's going to be actually probably a two-parter because we have a lot to talk about.
These are my favorite types of episodes when real life happens and we can bring it to the pod.
I know. And it's real life being inspiration for your work is the best thing.
Yeah.
And it's funny because the real inspo came from one of the days we were, or no, our last day in Mexico City. And then today, this morning, we went to a coffee shop and got some like breakfast sandwiches and stuff like that. And it reminded me, or no, it was like a confirmation that we definitely need to talk about this. It was perfect.
It was a good reminder because I kind of forgot about this episode.
And like, in case you also, I was going to say, in case you also forgot about what podcast you're listening to, this is the What's the Juice podcast. Welcome back if you are a returning listener.
Have we introduced ourselves these last few episodes?
I have no idea.
I feel like we just kind of like got right into it.
My name is Alia Zaita.
And this is your first time. My name is Yoni Kodo, your favorite host on the show. I definitely haven't said that in a while.
Yeah, definitely not. There's so many things we haven't said. Shout out to your dog in a while. So if you're listening to this when you're on a walk with your dog, like what's up? Where are the dog photos?
I know. We used to get so many of those when I first started saying it.
Yeah. And people, if you didn't know, like we made a whole t-shirt line for our merch about it. What happened? Like, I think people aren't really listening. They either don't have dogs anymore.
No.
Damn, that's sad.
No, I'm saying... I just haven't said it. You know, like the more you bring it up on a podcast, the more people want
to
show.
Yeah.
But
we
anyways,
bring it back up.
We are back in New York now, okay? Ciudad de Mexico was amazing.
Yeah. If you haven't listened to the episode about any of our, either the Tulum episode or the Mexico City one, they are posted. They're live before these episodes. So feel free to listen. We got into it, especially our last episode was like an hour
and
a half.
It was so good. It was probably like one of my favorite episodes we've done. And I know I say that like a lot. I guess we just...
All of our episodes are our favorite episodes.
Yeah.
But today might be my favorite episode.
I don't think so.
I think it's going to be... Yoni's not sure yet, but I'm gonna get into it and we're going to get into it.
Can I just be really honest just real quick, right? Because I can't just get it out of my head.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I had... Today was one of those days where you deal...
With some internet shit.
With the internet shit. And I can't get on a podcast right now and talk about all these, you know, different things that we're about to talk about right now without addressing it just for a quick 1 minute, 60 seconds.
Okay. It's not going to be 60.
I posted a
carousel on Instagram.
A carousel on Instagram about just like some photos that we took in Mexico City, right?
Yeah.
I didn't think about it too much. It was a video of me biking. I just selected a few photos and I just posted them, right? I posted it on Instagram. It's all good.
What was the caption?
The caption was, "I love this city," but I said that in
Spanish.
In Spanish, right?
Okay.
So... Cool, nothing. But now, anything
you
that
said,
I,
you love this city, and you put the Mexican flag, and then did you tag like the location as Mexico City?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then, anytime I post anything, it goes to Threads, right? The app, right? It goes straight there, and I don't even check it.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I go in there and be like, "Oh, what's there?" And then I see just all the photos there. Sometimes I get comments, whatever, but it's nothing crazy. I never post anything on Threads directly.
Okay.
So on this one, I was just like, you know, I got a notification that there's some motion on Threads going on.
Okay.
I was like, "Oh, okay, let's see." So I click on it, and there's so many comments about people from Mexico City who are so mad and angry at me, basically telling me to go back home, telling me to leave, telling me to... Just a bunch of just like... And it got worse. It's happening right now.
Now there's like... By tomorrow, there will be over 500 comments.
Yes. And listen, we've been to multiple places in Mexico City. We like didn't just stay in Roma that, Norte and that's how you say it, right?
Yeah, it happened that the photos that you posted were mostly, if not all, from either Roma Norte or Condesa.
Yeah, I was just like, these are nice photos.
Yeah.
But I have multiple that I can't post everything in
and
once.
And also, this one just happened to reach a specific audience. So everybody's basically like, somebody even, you know, called you the N-word. Like people are being really unreasonable.
People definitely drop the N-word in there randomly, like, go back to New York, N-word. And I'm just like, so what I did, and if you want to go look at it, you can go ahead and
people
look.
People are mad because one is just like being there and then assuming that we only stayed in those neighborhoods
but they don't
and
know
we
where
didn't
we've
like
been.
Leave we and making a lot of assumptions and making it seem as if Yoni like moved there or lives there, which they don't even know that he's been gone.
Yeah, I've been gone. So I mean, there was so many, like there was one comment that said something like, "The city doesn't love you. We don't want you here. Leave," whatever. But then there was also some nice comments saying like, "Yo, chill. This guy just said that he just visited." Because I think I replied to someone else. I responded to a lot of the comments.
Almost all.
Yeah. And usually I don't, but this is like, it doesn't hurt me. It doesn't hurt my feelings because these people, they just don't know that I just visited.
Yeah.
And left, right? Yeah.
They also don't know that we went to other
places.
Neighborhoods.
Yeah, but I also didn't explain myself. I didn't say, "Guys, I went to more different places." I'm just kind of responding with like heart emojis. "Have a good day. LOL." Because I'm not about to explain myself. You know, I know what I did. And then someone was like, "Oh, so why don't you post photos of the other places you went to, supposedly," right? And I told them, I was just like, because I live my life how I want.
And also, I have more photos that I want to post. This was my first post.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't even explain myself like that.
Yeah.
I just said, I because I just do what I want to do. That's it. So a lot of people were also nice, but mostly negative comments.
There were a lot of people that were like kind of going, like not fighting, but like replying to those sort of negative comments.
And we understand what's happening with people who, you know, move to Mexico City and live there.
Make it more expensive.
They don't pay the taxes there, but they make US dollars. We understand that that's happening and it makes life more expensive for the locals. I understand that.
Yeah. But it was also a lot of people saying, like, how about, you know, you go to Tepito or you go to like these other neighborhoods and see if you like Mexico then. You know, and
or sometimes they would just say, just go there and see the real culture, whatever, yeah, like that.
But I also think
if you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill at its lowest price ever and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first and only GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Based on advertised cash price for 30-day supply of medication only. Membership required. Fee not included, and billed separately. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
You know, if somebody were to travel to, let's say, New York, right? I'm not even from New York, but it's like the place that I live now. Let's say there's a visitor that comes to New York and it's as if I would get mad at them for not going in non-central and touristy areas.
Yeah, it's just like, what am I going to say? Oh, you know, some people come to New York, they don't even get to Brooklyn.
Yeah, they think Brooklyn is scary. They think Brooklyn is like, you know, whatever.
So
like
imagine,
unsafe.
Let's say we were from here and someone is just posting the random vacation and they wanted to go to Times Square, West Village, all the touristy areas.
And then they say they love New York.
And then like, I'm never going to be like, go back home.
Well, I think in that perspective, yeah, that's a different scenario, and that's a different, and also like the relationship between, you know, the US and Mexico and the way Mexicans are treated in the US, like that's a whole part of the argument. But when it comes to like just this whole interaction, this whole like idea, is it's like I just think that making someone feel like they can't say I love this place because I didn't go to like the more residential areas or the more, you could even say, like rough areas of a city.
Yeah. Someone like, in the comments was like, I live here and I don't even go there.
Exactly.
And I'm just like, what do you want me to do? We were there for 7 days. We had a great time. Everybody that was there was so nice to us. We made friends with the people who came to the meetup. It was just only good vibes, but internet.
And also you didn't move there.
I didn't move.
People were
it.
Like, "You. I hope that you left fast. I hope you came and left quickly after."
And I like, know. And someone even was like, "Yo, you're welcome to come back. Just leave fast when you come."
Yeah. Like, and somebody else was saying, like, as long as you're paying taxes. And it's like, he doesn't live there. Like, you're not even there anymore.
Yeah, people were calling me all types of name dropping memes and all that. And I'm just like, okay, guys.
I also think.
Here's a heart emoji. I hope you have a better day.
Yeah, we understand, and we are like, we're listening, And it clearly, this is like a really sensitive subject, and I think rightfully so. But I also think that there has to be some reasonable understanding and reality check of the fact that anytime someone travels anywhere, the first thing someone should look up is, what are the neighborhoods that I should not go to as a foreigner in this city?
I think that's important. I think that's a good...
You should do that everywhere for safety, especially because it's like, you don't speak the language. You will look like a foreigner, so you will become a target. And I'm talking about a target of some crazy shit, but it's like, I don't want to go somewhere if someone steals something from me. And that's not necessarily just in Mexico City. That's also in New York.
That's
you
anywhere.
Think there's no places in New York where if you ask me, what are some neighborhoods I should not go to, I will tell you right now that I don't go to either. And like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, every city has that. But I just think that it's unfortunate how like people don't think like I'm a real person. Like they would just call me names all day. And this is like the first time that this happens to me.
Yeah.
But it's like, because they have no idea what you're talking about. Most of the comments were basically saying, you don't love this city. You love Roma Norte, or you love Condesa. Like, you don't love the city. You love that. And I'm just like, okay, I mean, first of all, you don't know where I've been. I just posted photos. I want to share my time. And
yeah, they're just anyways, making an assumption.
So that's what happened today. And I had to just tell you guys that it's kind of just been like on my mind.
And also, like, if you don't put yourself out there on the internet the way that we do, it's hard to like, it's a very weird, like, icky feeling when there's like this discourse towards you from people that don't know you whatsoever, not met you whatsoever.
Yeah, but everyone is wrong because we literally went to so many other places.
Yeah, and also it's like, we didn't go to the places that all these people are telling us, oh yeah, go here and see how much you love this city or whatever. And I would not go to those places. And I don't think that makes it an argument for whether or not, like, I understand the point, but I also think it's really extreme.
You also said that one of the places these people were recommending was like one of the areas where you don't want to go.
Yeah, Google, what neighborhoods should I stay away from when I visit Mexico City? And one of them is this neighborhood called Tepito or something like that.
Yeah.
And that is like one of the places that people keep saying, like, oh, why don't you go there? Whatever. It's like, what? It's like telling somebody who visits New York, go to Brownsville. Like, what are we talking about? I can't say I like New York if I don't go to like the roughest neighborhood in there. That's insane.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, listen, well, I did my job today and I was just responding with love. Some girl DM'd me on Instagram. She was like, Yoni, I see all the comments, but you're still so nice to them. Like, what do you want me to be? What do you want me to say?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not about to go, you know, fight with these people. I just hope they have a better day. And let's say this is just internet comments. It's not real.
And the crazy thing, too, is like none of these people actually say any of this shit to your face.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not.
Anyways, you guys, so back to the episode.
Okay, so what's the first?
Today we're talking. So let's tell you the background story of this episode. So when we were in Mexico City on our last day, we were waiting in line at this bakery called Odette, which is really good. It's in one of those new neighborhoods or whatever you want to call them. And it is, really good, like pastries and stuff like that. And we were waiting in line. This was right before we had to go back to our hotel and drive to the airport. And as we were waiting in line, there was a mom, a dad, and a son, I believe, that got in line behind us. And then the mom was like, okay, I don't want a coffee. Just get me like a croissant or something. I'm going to go get a table. They were the last people to get in line. My first idea is, I always wonder, like, what's the right order of business when it comes to these types of things? Where it's a coffee shop that you go wait in line and then you order and then you sit. That's usually the order of things.
But meanwhile, while you're waiting, people getting up and they're leaving.
Right.
And you can see them leaving.
Right. But there's multiple people in this line.
Right.
You know.
A lot of people.
And then today when we went to a coffee shop to get some breakfast and coffee and stuff, we were waiting in line. It was a busy coffee shop. All tables were full. So everybody is like eyeing the tables, like who's getting up. And we just got in line. We've been waiting for maybe like, I don't know, 3 minutes or so. and a table, we're waiting in line to order. And a couple gets up and a table becomes available. And Yoni's like, oh, okay, I'm going to go sit down and get this table. Meanwhile, he's walking over to sit down. Another couple walks towards that same table and they already have their coffee and their pastries and whatever. So they already have everything they need. They waited in line, they ordered, they got the stuff, and they wanted to go sit down to enjoy it. Now is the perfect example that happened this morning of who has priority.
I was standing right there about to sit down, and then we kind of pulled up, we kind of got to the table at the same time.
Made eye contact.
Yeah. And then right as I was telling you, did you see that I was going for that table?
Yeah.
Okay. So right there, the guy and then his girlfriend or whoever was behind him was like, he asked me, he was like, are you about to take this table? With his hands, like the coffee, the pastries. And then I was just like, yes. And then I looked down at his hands, but I was like, but you already ordered, you already have your thing. So obviously you get priority. And then I was like, oh man, thank you so much. So he sits down, right? Maybe 10 seconds later, he comes back to me. He's like, hey, but by the time you get to the front, we'll probably be done. And I'll just let you know so then you can get to the table next.
Yeah, that was so nice.
I appreciated that. But then we ended up finding like
a table later.
Yeah, a table later. So in that situation, what is like the perfect thing to do? Because I could have said, yeah, I was about to sit here. And then we would have had a space.
Yeah, but it's not your priority.
No, it's not. But some people don't know that.
So this is kind of like the theme of this episode, which is the unspoken rules and social etiquette that comes with various public spaces and social
scenarios. Yeah.
So I think it would be good to start with the coffee shop one. Sorry, I'm just like looking for my notes here. Okay. So when it comes to coffee shops, mm-hmm. I think in general, if it's like most of them in New York and most coffee shops in general, it's like you wait in line, you order, and then I think it's okay to like order, and then as you're waiting for your coffee or something like that, if there's a table available, like go sit at the table. I do think that grabbing a table, like someone still waits in line and someone else goes grabs a table, is improper etiquette.
Yeah, because I mean, I think most people know that.
I don't think most people do that though. I think there's plenty of people that while one person's waiting in line, the other person goes gets a table.
Okay, but how far in line are you?
I don't know.
Because imagine someone taking a whole table for themselves, right? But then maybe whoever they're with is waiting in line for like another 15 minutes. You look pretty like...
People do that though. People don't care how they look.
You
just have the whole
table. You don't have anything to drink.
Yeah.
You're just there. Oh yeah, my family's coming in like 15 minutes. They're in the back of the line. That's crazy.
People do that.
Yeah, okay.
That's exactly what that lady did. She got in line. There was we were the last in line and there was a whole line in Mexico City. She got in the back of the line and she's like, okay, you guys do this. I'm going to go get a table for us. And there was three of them.
Yeah, for some reason, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I'd be paying attention.
Yeah.
But stuff like that in general. Okay, next thing adjacent to that is let's say I get first. Let's say I'm meeting like three friends and I'm the first one that gets there. And is the same type of scenario. We're at a coffee shop. I order my drink already. And then I sit down. And I never do this, but I've seen so many people do this. Where let's say it's a coffee shop with like chairs and like stuff like that. I go and I like put chairs at my table for the people that are coming.
Okay, now one second. I want to stop you before we even get there.
Okay.
Let's say I'm meeting up at 1 o'clock at a coffee shop with friends. I get there. I do not order my coffee until they get there. I wait until they get there. And then whenever they're finally there, okay, now we're going to get the coffee
together. What if they were running like 10 minutes late?
I don't know. I just kind of wait. That's the whole point. We're grabbing coffee together. Like, what if I finish my coffee?
Okay, I guess that is true.
But that's truly what you do though.
Okay, what if... Okay, that's fair. Let's say they're waiting, but do you wait like outside? Do you wait inside by the door? Or do you like set up the table where you're going to sit?
Well, how many people are we expecting?
Let's say it's going to be a total of four.
Total of four.
And you get there by yourself.
I get there first. Obviously, I'm going to look for a spot for us to sit down. Now, if it's packed,
yeah,
we don't have a spot.
Okay, let's say it's packed and then like a table frees up
mm-hmm.
that you could fit like all of you in mm-hmm. some capacity.
We get a table.
So before you even order, before your friends are even there, you're about to take over an area that is for that many people. Meanwhile, maybe there's also, let's say, there's also other people that are waiting for a table.
Mm-hmm.
But you are like, your eyes are like a hawk.
Mm-hmm.
So you're on the lookout. You see someone's about to leave. You're you know how everybody's like inching their way close to that person who's about to leave? And then it's like, oh, are you guys leaving? It's always that. Are you guys leaving?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then they get up and then you sit down. You haven't ordered. Maybe there's people that are like waiting around with their food.
Yeah, look.
I feel like if you do that, and you're also taking, you're a single person, you're taking over like an area where there's clearly, it's an area for multiple people. I just think that is like crazy behavior.
Well, I feel, first of all, I would feel very uncomfortable just doing that because it's like, how can you, yeah, you can't do that.
I've seen people do that very comfortably, so unbothered, but straight up.
Do you think it's different in different countries?
Yeah.
Like in America, like maybe in Europe, do you think it's different there?
I don't know, but I'm sure, I don't know, it could be like the way somebody was raised because all these things are taught socially. They're not like, it's not something that you are taught directly. Like my parents never told me this is the order of things.
You kind of just have to have common sense with this thing, to be honest.
I would think, but I've seen this happen many, many times. Or let's say someone sits at a table by themselves in whatever type of place. And then it's really busy and their table has a bunch of chairs. And you and your friends, you're like meeting up with something, like you're here presently. And you want to grab a chair to sit with your friends at this other table. Meanwhile, this person is here at this table with three chairs all by themselves. And then you want to take a chair. And then that person is like, oh no, sorry. Like I'm waiting for my friends.
Yeah, your friends are not here yet.
Yeah, like, why can't I say, well, your friends are not here yet. So,
and we're
I'm
all,
here right now.
And we're all here and we already paid. We got our food. We're looking for a spot to sit.
You know? But if somebody says, oh, no, sorry, like, I'm waiting for my friends and they have like three chairs that are just empty. I'm sorry. Like, you got to figure it out when they come.
Yeah, when are they? They should have got here.
Yeah.
They should have been here. Just how we are here, your friends should have been here. Okay, next.
Okay. Let's talk about laptops, because today we were at the coffee shop. We were getting our coffee. The first thing, today's Saturday when I'm recording this, Saturday morning, like 12, actually it's not even morning. It's like noon, getting our breakfast. The coffee shop is packed. It's busy. It's a small coffee shop too.
Yeah.
Small little tables that are round. This is not the type of coffee shop that is like a work from coffee shop that has like a lot of big tables. You share tables like with like other people's and strangers. These are very much individual small tables.
Yeah, and the line is like right by the table.
Exactly. It's like the coffee shop is so small that there's constantly like,
excuse me,
people are in the space. Exactly.
Yeah.
There's this person. He has the full laptop open.
Zoom meeting,
a computer plugged into the plug. Meanwhile, this coffee shop is the busiest it can probably be.
Yeah, I know.
And this guy
is
just...
This is like their busy day.
Exactly. And I just really think that laptops do not belong in that type of coffee shop. That's also a bakery and people get food and stuff like that on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, like... Go home, you know, people just came here in the morning to just get their coffee, maybe chat about something, sit, get cozy. That was inside.
Yeah,
too.
Like that's what we wanted to do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I think we all agree that that is not, I can't speak for everybody, but I wouldn't do that.
I just would go to a different type of coffee shop.
Yeah.
I would go to like something with bigger, more tables, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay, how do we feel about using the bathroom without buying anything?
I think that should be totally fine. It's a bathroom, bro.
I think that should also be totally fine, just because especially when you're in a city
and
you're out and about, like, I need to go to the bathroom, please, thank you. Like,
you can only pee as a human being if you buy something.
Think about it.
Just let that sink in for a little bit.
I think it should be the same that like,
if but what
I'm
would
really,
be the other
really thirsty and I need water, like I should be able to like ask, you know, a coffee shop for like a glass of water.
I think that's possible. You can do
they
that.
They do that. Yeah. So like, how is that different than the bathroom?
I don't know. Like the bathroom is like an essential thing. Like, yo, I've been out in the city all day. I need to go to the bathroom. Can I use it? No, I'm sorry. You got to show receipt. You got to buy something. So then I would like, I mean, usually when that happens, I would just look for the cheapest thing I can get. I would just be like, yo, can I just get a water?
Yeah.
Can I get ice water?
You buy like a random thing. Like, can I buy a banana?
You're making someone buy something. Yeah.
Okay. Next up, a close to the coffee shop scenario, we have restaurant etiquette. Ooh. If someone is 20 minutes late, should you order without them?
I don't know if you guys remember the story where the guy was 40 minutes late.
Oh, yeah.
We went out to a restaurant. And also, another thing that we could add to this list is if you're running late, you have to let him know. First of all, you have to give him a heads up before you're late.
Yeah.
If I'm going somewhere, you got to meet up at 7 o'clock.
Don't text me at 7.
30 minutes, I should already know, like, I might be late. I'm not making it.
Yeah.
Or even 15 minutes before, yo, bro, just so you know, I'm going to be 5, 10 minutes late. Whatever. So this person doesn't do that. At 7, he's like, yo, bro, I'm about to be late. Okay, cool. Well, I'm here. You know, I'm not ordering. The person keep coming up. The waiter keep coming up to me like, yo,
yeah,
can I get you anything? No, I'm just waiting for a friend. Okay, cool. 10 minutes go by. 15, 20, 30 minutes go by. No,
that's
update.
So crazy. No update. Like after that 7 o'clock.
I had to text this person again and be like, hey, are you good? Oh, yeah, my bad. Whatever. Anyways, finally got there 40 minutes late. Sits down. Hey, how you doing? Doesn't address the fact that they were late. Doesn't say, I'm sorry. He just started talking about as if he was on time. And I'm looking at him like, yo, you know, the whole time I was like, this is the last time. Well, I didn't say this is the last time I meet up with him, but I was thinking.
Nah, this is crazy.
I was thinking, this is so disrespectful. I don't know how this person has no, just like, I don't know. It's
yeah,
weird.
Disrespect.
I would
crazy.
Never do that. So I don't know if that's connected to what you
well,
saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, mine was more like if you're in a group, but even if you're by yourself, if they're 20 minutes late, should you order without them?
Order what? Food?
Well, that's where I was going to say, if it's like just me and another person, I would order like a drink or something.
Mm-hmm.
Just also so that the restaurant doesn't feel like I'm just taking up a table. That's more what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
If I'm just sitting there waiting for a friend and they're like hella late, you know, for some reason, I will like order a drink of some kind just so the restaurant doesn't feel like they're wasting their time.
You know, I don't really get mad when someone is late. I understand shit happens.
No, as long as you let
me
know.
Like, I never get mad like, oh, it's late 15 minutes. I never get mad at someone being late.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Like,
especially because I'm always late. What's funny
so
is
you're
like,
the one.
I have friends that I would be like, I don't know, 5-10 minutes late, and they're like 20 minutes late, and we're just like more late than the other person.
What is it about being late that you can't figure out?
I can't figure out that I need to leave earlier than early. And I also need to get, I underestimate how long it's going to take me to get ready.
I think so.
Like, knowing myself, it's going to take me like 7 outfits before I decide what I'm going to wear.
Outfits. Like, literally, whenever we go somewhere, Alia would put on like different, completely different outfits, different pants, different shirt, different jacket.
Like, I'm basically wearing my entire wardrobe.
Yeah, I'd be like, should I do this? See how she sees how she feels. She's like, no, let me change something.
Yeah.
Changes the pants, shirt. What about this? How do
and
I
the
feel?
Longer,
it's like a different look completely.
And the longer time I have until we have to leave, the more likely it is I will change again. Like, if I'm like, okay, today I'm going to get ready early to just figure out what I'm going to wear to give myself time. Let's say we have to leave at 6:45, right? If I was like, you know what? I like this outfit and it's 6:30 and I know that we don't have to leave yet. If you give me too much time, I will change my mind and be like, maybe I should try something else.
You still got time.
Yeah.
Still got time to
like,
play
what
around
if something
with.
Else is better? It's crazy.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
No, you guys, this happens all the time.
And you can picture that my entire bed is covered with all the clothes that I've been trying and taking off and putting on and taking off and putting on. So anytime we come back home after we've gone out somewhere, you got to do the automatic, like, got to put everything back in the closet. But if you come back hella lit and you're tired and you can't be bothered, you just put that shit on the floor and deal with it tomorrow. Like,
do you think it's like about your indecisiveness, or do you always think like, all right, today's Thursday, what's the weather, and I want to look the best I can? Like, what is
I think one big problem for me is that I can't see my clothes really clearly. Like, I have clothes that are like, I don't have enough hangers, so I have clothes that are on top of other clothes.
Okay.
And yeah, like, I feel like I can't see my clothes very well in my closet because I have so many different types of things. I have sweaters, I have t-shirts,
different material.
Some is soft, some shit like falls off the hanger and I gotta put it back on. Or I take something like off and something else comes off. It's a whole thing.
Okay. I think for mine is very different.
Like, yeah, yours is like a...
The first outfit I put on is what I'm leaving with.
No. Sometimes you like will change something.
I mean, it depends, but not often, babe. Yeah. Like, I know what pants I want to wear. I wear the same shoes every day.
Yeah, see, I don't have that.
And I just wear a shirt. The shirt doesn't even matter because I put a jacket over it because it's cold still. So, like, it's just the pants and the jacket. I just got to decide on what jacket I want to wear.
No, you mean what pants you want to wear? Because the jacket is the same.
No, I have different jackets, like, depending on how cold it is.
Well, in the winter, now I'm just, like, tired and I'm just, like, frustrated that I have to, whatever I want to wear, it doesn't even matter because I got to put a jacket on. It's annoying. Okay, when it comes to, like, a group thing, mm-hmm. I do think that, let's say, there's four of us meeting and one person is late, I think it's okay to order, like, some appetizers while we're still waiting for that person to come.
Are you so out
so
of the four?
There's three of us here.
Out of the four, there's two people who came.
Okay, there's two people, and we're still waiting on two.
It's okay to order a little something.
Yeah, like definitely order drinks. I think that's always acceptable. Yeah, and it kind of like stretches out the. I think more. It depends also if we're really hungry. Like, we'll order an appetizer and just like eat. It's not a problem.
Yeah. Or even just text the group and be like, yo, we want to order something. So then by the time you get here, it's already here.
Yeah. I think if somebody's like running really late, I will order, even if it's just like one-on-one. Like, depends how hungry I am.
Yeah, if you're running really late, I'm sorry, dog. Like, you won't have
I
to order.
Eat.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when it comes to the restaurant, you eat, you enjoy, all that stuff. When it comes to splitting the bill, I think...
As adults.
Most people in general, if it's not like a specific scenario when one person really wanted to like pay for the dinner... You wanted to take somebody out for their birthday. You want to just randomly treat your friend and be like, I got dinner this time. Whatever it is, that's one deal. But I think on the regular, if nobody says something like that, you're assuming that we're all going to split it. Like if it's like maybe two couples, then maybe it's only going to be two cards, you know, one from each couple.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like three friends, then it's going to be three cards.
Mm-hmm.
Now with Venmo and with all these like paying apps and shares and stuff like that, maybe one person puts their card down, the other two Venmo that person, like their share. But I would say most of the time, people do split it just like evenly for however many people are there.
You know, I don't think that's that common.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think people do?
No, people just pay individually for what they get. I think that's like the most, well, it depends where...
Does it depend what kind of restaurant we're at?
No, I think it depends on where everyone is like in life, kind of. Like if you're a student, I feel like most of the time you're going to pay for what you want. If you're already like a working professional,
okay,
let's split that shit by.
I'm talking everybody's like late 20s to like their 30s.
Yeah. I think splitting in half, to me, I love splitting just evenly because... It's a hassle to like to figure. You ever get the receipt and be like, okay, so who got this margarita and then this person has it and then the other person got this and now you're just trying to do math too much. It's almost like it's not embarrassing.
A little bit. That's what I was going to say. For me, something about it is uncomfortable.
If you really just be like, no, but I didn't get the fries. I think you got the burger with it. It's just like, bro, we're talking about a few dollars difference.
Yeah. However... If
we all had a great time, like,
yeah, we all had a great time. But what if out of the whole group, there's one person
I know what you're about to say
that had like 4 cocktails.
4 drinks, 2 burgers.
Okay, who has 2 burgers?
I have 2 burgers.
Okay. Yeah, but like one person had specifically like several drinks, mm-hmm. and maybe they had their own appetizer.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't know. Good for them. Let's split it, you know, enjoy yourself. Nah, I feel like that's, as a person who got the 4 drinks, if I was that person, I'd be like, you guys, honestly, if we're 8 divided by 7, I'm gonna get my own bill. Thank you.
Like, yeah, something like that. Like, can you just get my bill like separately?
Because I was going into that.
Exactly. Yeah, I do think also if you're getting like shared food and stuff, it just makes sense to like split it. I'm going to take the fries and you pay for the shrimp. And like, come on, that's too much.
You pay for the shrimp. Yeah, nah.
That's crazy.
What we got?
Okay. How do we feel about airplane etiquette?
I mean, there's many different things that can happen.
Okay, we'll start first with, this is not maybe a big thing for people, but I love boarding the plane at the end.
I hate it.
Yeah. We have this thing every time we go somewhere.
This is right. Let's say we are group C.
We're always like the last group too because we get the cheap flight. So it's always like group 6.
Group 6. Like sometimes we're group 17, right?
That does not exist.
No. Okay, group 6. For me, I like to get up when like group 3 is lining up.
Right.
Because other people do that too. You know, like everybody that's standing up, like a lot of them are our group, but they're just trying to get... The point of getting there early so you have space for your carry-on.
Yeah.
But Alia likes to take her time. Until they call group 6, Alia will not move. She will just sit there, whatever. And then they finally call group 6. So then we get up. We're at the back of the line already.
Okay.
But Alia, she doesn't care.
I don't care. Because
she's
I'm
in line. I know I'm going to get on a plane. But she doesn't realize that the space up top for the carry-on will be full. And it will have to send our thing to wherever it goes.
And what's the problem with that? I don't care. I'd much rather not have to carry my bag around the airport and worry about when we get out of the plane, I gotta lift it.
Something about it, I just love having as many bags as I can with me, knowing that I have it with me, especially if it's like, I don't know, like things that I really
need. Well, I also have like my bag that's like my bag. That you don't put up top anyways, you put it under the seat.
Yeah.
So, as long as I got that bag, I'm good. That's why I don't really, like, I never understand, even if, let's say we're in an earlier group, we're group 3, I'm not about to get up when they start boarding and wait for group 3.
If we're group 3, Ali will wait until group 6 gets on.
No, I'm going to wait until they call group 3 and then I'm going to go. I just like, I don't ever have a reason to be rushing. Worst case, if they need to put my bag over there, put it. I don't need it when I'm on the flight.
I just hate it because I think anytime you send your bag for a checking bag, there is a risk of something happen to your bag.
I don't know. It's never happened, luckily. But
I feel like it needs to happen for you to be like, okay, cool. I don't like this feeling. Okay, next.
One other thing. When it comes to planes, reclining your seat, is it acceptable only on long flights? What about short flights? Does it matter which class you're sitting in?
I think it matters how tall is the person behind you, because you guys, my knees are touching the seats.
Now, it's nobody's fault.
It's nobody's fault. It's my fault, if anything.
No, actually, it's the airplane's fault, because why the hell is economy so damn tight?
But sometimes it's spacious.
Yeah, randomly, what were we flying with?
I don't know what it was, but it felt like it was...
We had a lot of space.
Yeah, I had a lot of space, which for you, Alia, you can damn near stretch your legs.
I have space all the time. That's the one perk about being a short person.
There's more perks than that, but yeah, that's definitely one of the good ones. But for me... I think if it's a short flight,
we should just not be reclining, period. If this flight is 3 hours long, I think you'll be good.
No, but you can't really say that because everybody paid their ticket. Your seat is made to recline, so you have every right to do that.
Okay.
You're tall. I'm sorry, bro. Like, I need to be comfortable on this flight because I'm about to go to a meeting. I'm not about to just be uncomfortable because you're tall.
Is it that much more comfortable to recline?
It is. Oh, my God. Yeah. It really is. Because when you just sit up straight... if you just recline a little bit, everything just changes. But okay. I don't even do that myself. What? I recline. Oh, you know what you got to do?
Go ahead.
When you get on the plane, you have to recline immediately. Don't wait mid-flight because now
well, no,
it's like,
you
oh.
You can't recline when you're taking off.
Sorry?
You can't recline when you're taking off.
Well, oh, you can?
No.
Oh.
It's only when they say, like, we've reached 30,000 feet.
That's when you can.
Cruising altitude. And then you can, like, get up, recline your seat, all that.
Yeah, you should recline it ASAP. So then it's
I
not.
I do think when we're eating, there's no reclining.
Who eats when it's reclined? Nobody.
No, I'm saying, like, the food comes later in the flight. If it's a longer flight, and let's say, you know, people get relaxed, you know, they recline, all that, and then they're starting to bring the meal out on, like, a longer flight.
Yeah.
That's when, like, everybody should decline.
Oh, I never even pay attention. I don't know what happens.
Well, no, and I feel like if they don't do that, I do that instantly. Because also, I'm eating, so it's not like I can't eat, like, from far away anyways, because I'm going to spill shit on myself.
Eat from far away.
So, like, you got to lean over your food, but then the screen of the thing is, like, right in your face. So, I would automatically, like, lift my seat up. But if the person in front of me is not doing that, I'm going to ask them. I'm like, excuse me, do you mind? Like, I can't eat.
Yo, one time I was so mad because the guy really reclined the shit out of that seat.
And it was an economy seat.
And
most
I remember almost tapping him on the shoulder saying, excuse me, I'm 6'4". But then I thought about it, like, he doesn't care.
Yeah, like, it's also like,
why? That's not his
why
problem.
Why does it have to be me? Like, I want to recline my seat, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, how do we feel about taking your shoes off on a plane?
That is absolutely disgusting.
Really?
I think so.
I think if it's a long flight, if you have socks on, it's okay. If you don't have socks on,
if you don't have...
What are you doing?
You know what happened to me one time? I was on the window seat, right?
Oh,
you know
no.
that you
ew,
know how
ew, ew, ew.
You know how there's like a little space between the window, between your seat and
like the armrest.
And the armrest, and then like there's like a if you put your hands in there, the person behind you can see your hand.
Yeah.
So I'm chilling one day, you know, relaxing. You know, like when you get on a plane, you set everything up, right? My phone is there. Is my laptop going to be here? I got my little snacks. You're good. You're comfortable.
Yeah.
And then I feel something like tap my elbow a little bit. So then I look to my left and it's someone's foot just
toes out.
Just toes out.
Ugh.
Are you serious? No socks.
Nah.
Yeah. And I remember what I did. Like, I mean, it was,
ew.
I tapped his foot with my elbow.
You're crazy.
Yeah. Because I mean, I don't want it. I don't want his foot. It was like literally right there next to me. So.
Nah.
That's just a quick little story. I mean, it happened a while ago, but do not do that. If you're listening and you do this, listen, I hope you don't do that because that is extremely disrespectful.
Yeah. No, that is crazy.
But when you get on the airplane, you have to, I don't think taking your shoes off is like nasty or whatever. As long as you have socks on, I think it's okay.
Yeah.
But even still, it's so dirty.
That's true, but it's about comfort.
People throw up. There's a bunch of rats. Yeah. You don't know what happened. Also, when we're wiping things like the seat and all that, I don't think that makes sense. Wiping the seat. You know why? Because you have you have clothes on. What are you wiping?
Who's wiping the seat?
Babe, there's people who
it's
get on.
It's fabric.
There's people who get on this and they wipe the whole seat like with the little what do you call it?
I know, but you mean the seat in front of them,
the seat in front of them, the seat that they are sitting on.
Oh, that's weird. I would understand wiping like the armrests and whatever you're gonna touch with your hands.
The seat belt is the most important one that you gotta that you because that's the thing that's the know. One thing that everybody touches.
I'm not really a germaphobe like that, like we're good. It's just like as long as before I eat I'm gonna like use some hand sanitizer or something.
Nah.
It's okay. And also I'm gonna use a fork and a knife, like it's all right.
I'm definitely wiping.
Okay.
Well, I haven't done it, but I think I should start doing it.
Who does have control over the window shade? Is it the person sitting at the window?
Who has control?
Yeah, like who has control over the window shade? I would say the person at the window.
Yeah. But just think about everybody, you know? Like if
yeah.
everything is down and your thing is up, like just read the room a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, like
know?
if we're flying like during the day, but like everybody's like trying to sleep in the plane, like close your window.
I agree. You should close. And it happened, I don't know what flight that was.
Yeah, there was a specific
but
guy
it was
that...
this one person, and it was like we were right in front of the sun. The sun was like outside the airplane. That's how it felt like.
Yeah.
And I was just like, bro, come on. Like, are you serious? That was so...
He was like across the plane and he would just randomly like lower it to see what's outside.
Yeah, it lights up the whole plane.
He really feels like that. Also, I might be guilty of this, but... And it's kind of like, I don't know. But having like the reading light on...
Oh, yeah. I hate when you do that.
When everybody's sleeping, it's like, I'm not ready to sleep yet. Like, I want to read my book. I'm really enjoying my book.
I remember you did that shit one time and I was just like, babe, you are that one person.
I was that one person. I mean, when I do that, I do have to look around if there's anybody else who has their on, theirs on. And if there is, then I'll leave it on. But if I'm the only person, I got to turn it off. It's it's time to go.
I mean, you should be able to read if you want to. Like, we're not on these planes to do
It's really bright, though.
Yeah.
Like, if there's someone next to me trying to sleep, that's really fucked up. And also, one last thing is, like, when it comes to... If you're sitting in the middle seat, you get priority to both armrests that are, like, on your side.
Really?
I think so.
Oh, because we all
Because you're in the middle. You have the worst seat.
But also, we have one at least. Like...
Yeah.
If you're on the right side by the window or left side, you have one of them.
Yeah, and you have the benefit of being by the window or being on the aisle.
Yeah. What about getting up to go to the bathroom and you're sitting in the middle between two strangers?
Yeah. And the person on the left that's on the aisle is like sleeping.
Oh my God.
Gotta wake them up. Sorry. Yeah. I'm not about to like try to climb over you.
Yeah, but also I'm not about to hold that shit in. Sorry.
Yeah.
You have to get up. But then the worst part is when you come back, the back on that seat is asleep again.
That has happened before. Yeah. There's that. And then one last thing too that is my pet peeve, and I just don't know what's going on, is people getting up so quick when the plane lands. I don't know why that shit bothers me, yo.
Everybody be ready to go. You just stand there for 15 minutes.
And I'm just like, what are you accomplishing? What did you accomplish? Everybody's like getting so ready. They put their backpack on. Meanwhile, their backpack is like hitting my face because I'm still sitting down. It's like, relax.
I seen a video on Instagram and this guy filmed himself. I think he had like a GoPro on his chest or something, right? Like a POV camera.
Okay.
As soon as, because you can't get up until you hear that ding, ding, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Baby, I swear. He was like ready. He was filming. He had his hand on the seatbelt. As soon as that sound came on, he unbuckled. He already had like, I don't think he had a bag up like upstairs, like at the top.
Okay.
It was just like his backpack. Grabbed it and he ran to the front.
Oh, that's so extra.
He ran, but he was in the back too. So everybody's kind of like starting to get up, unbuckle. And he's like, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. And he was out. He was out. He was the first one out.
I mean, it's kind of fire just to do as like a fun thing, but that's a lot.
I'm going to try to find it, but it was pretty funny.
Okay. As I said, we're doing a part two of this. So do we want to do one more and then we go over to Patreon for part two? Or because we got plenty left.
We got plenty left. Okay. I mean, we're just going to continue for
Patreon?
For tomorrow's episode. Yeah, for Patreon.
Well, you guys, we'll see you over there. This was already like, I don't know. Almost an hour. We have plenty of these. And some of these are going to be really, really good. There's a lot. I feel like there's a lot that has to do with, obviously, the main thing is that all these things happen in some sort of public setting. And I just think it's really interesting how some people have different takes on this. Like, most of the time we agree, I would say.
I'm curious to see what everybody on the pod will think about some of these things, because I know some of this really resonated with some of you.
Yeah, I mean, there's some things, like I was talking to my mom earlier and I was telling her like, oh, we're going to record it for the podcast. And I told her, I was like, you know, you're kind of guilty about the whole, like, she is that person that will have someone wait in line and she'll get a table while we haven't even ordered yet. You know?
Yeah, that
happens a lot. She's like, yeah, but like, I want to have a table. And I'm just like, okay, yeah, but everybody wants a table too. Gotta wait your turn.
And it's crazy because everybody's playing the rule, you know, everybody's following the rule. Well, there's no official rule, but you just gotta think about it. Like,
I just always think it's funny when like everybody, let's say you already have your last thing. Let's say you already have your food.
You said last thing like 7 times.
You have your food already, but there's no table available. And you got it for here too. So you got like the food on the tray. You got your coffee cup in like a mug or something. So you're clearly trying to sit here and you're waiting. And there's also another person that clearly came after you and they're also waiting for a table. And let's say they're in a better position in the restaurant, that they're closer to a table that becomes available. Are you about to go fight over that table and be like, I'm sorry, like we were waiting first? Are you going to say that, or are you just going to let them have the table?
I mean, what do you think? What would common sense do?
Common sense, what I would naturally do is not fight over it. But like, I wish I was the type of person that would be like tapping them on the shoulder. Excuse me, like, we have our stuff for here. We've been waiting before you. I can't imagine doing that, but I wish I would.
I feel like I would do that. I don't care. But to me, it's never that big of a deal. I'm going to just be like, you know what? Let's just go to the park.
Yeah, but our shit is for here. Okay, you guys. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I would love to hear what your thoughts are on this. On Patreon, we're going to get into a few other things like phone calls in public, walking on the sidewalk, which is all big things in New York.
Walking on the sidewalk, like, nah, like there's a way to walk on the street.
Oh yeah, big time. holding the door open for people. There's a lot to uncover.
Yeah, well, I'm excited for that. That episode will be available, hopefully, if it's right on schedule, tomorrow night on Patreon.
Yeah. And
yeah, you know, if you haven't subscribed, go over there. There's 95 episodes, full video episodes. So if you missed the videos, go over there. You can purchase a single episode if you want to, or if you want to subscribe and support us every month, then that's very possible as well.
And we are very appreciative, and it means the world.
Shout out to everybody that's there. It's like it feels like the safest.
Especially safest with the internet these days. It feels so nice to have Patreon.
Yeah.
So love you guys so much. Thank you for being here. We are getting close to the end of season 4, you guys.
How do you feel about getting close to the end?
I think we can talk about it on the last episode.
Really? I think we can. It's been a long journey. Shout out to the people who've been here since
day one.
Since day one. Yo, if you've been here, actually, this is what you should comment. If you've been here since day one, actually, no, that would be a good thing for like one of the last episodes of the season. But yeah, let us know what you think. Let us know anything that we mentioned today. What is something that you
disagreed with?
Yeah, exactly.
I would love to hear that. Like, if you disagree with some shit that we said, let us know. And if you don't have anything to disagree with, comment
what you agree with.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.